Say it again. Now.
Sorry, sports guest. We had some technical difficulties. Our asshole friend Hoops a Lot just called us in the middle of a podcast.
Goddamn Hoops a Lot.
Goddamn Hoops a Lot.
So for all you listening and wondering why there is a 2/2 wonder on their iTunes, it's because of that. So this is second half of it. We'll be somewhat shorter, but it happens. So let's see. Moving on. Brennan, what is your favorite religion and why? And it could be in funniness, you know?
What's your least favorite religion?
What's your least favorite? Okay.
I hate everybody who believes. I'm not going to.
Scientology?
You don't want to die? You don't want to get shot?
I'm not going to. You know, we've offended enough.
Sports guys, you can't see this, but we have a drawn picture of Mohammed.
And now
watch
out!
No, actually, we can all get killed. For
yeah, actually. No, I was. Now you should go into GarageBand.
Just delete that segment. So that what's Harley's name again?
The general.
Oh, the general does not get killed.
It's all right. The general's supposed to die. He's in the military.
No,
if you're looking for his address, his address is 832 Plainview Road, North Kansas 24. 24 is the state.
I'd be really impressed if Kansas was the 24th state of the union. And like, you just happen to get there. What
if Aaron just beheaded some guy?
That would be very bad.
Tastes like meat. This watermelon tastes like meat.
There's something in it.
No. Yeah, you taste it.
I can taste the garlic still from earlier.
It's the garlic.
I think it's just like the.
I'm serious. I ate chicken in there.
I'm scared it's like the shrimp or something that like got infused.
It's totally.
So scared of the
it was inside plastic wrap the entire time.
Yeah, but smell seeping.
Yeah, I think it's just like the garlic.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It was definitely just like an aftertaste.
Because it tastes a little bit like an armpit.
I definitely know.
I taste that too.
There's not.
It just wasn't ripe enough.
Sports guys, it tastes delicious.
No, it was like garlicky. There's like a garlic. Flavor.
Garlic does that, especially if something like
it was
like
fine.
This.
Yeah.
It's coated
dude, out. Like when you have toothpaste and orange juice and it tastes terrible.
Oh, that's the
who
worst.
Does that?
In the morning, you
not
brush your teeth
like,
first
not
thing,
purpose.
And then you have like orange juice or strawberries or something. And
it's something
kind of
terrible.
Suggests.
Oh, I know what you mean. It sears your teeth.
Yeah.
Although, okay. Also, you sports guys out there, you want to know a fun fact? But you're actually, do you brush your teeth, Megan Highway 20 Lockhart, after you eat? Like, do you like
every time?
Well, I'm sure not every time, but like, let's say it's dinner, you go and eat, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna brush my teeth now. Is that how you do it?
I brush them before bed, but no.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because if you brush them right, like, after you eat, the stuff you eat has acid, which breaks away your enamel. And when you brush your teeth right after you eat, it's like really soft, and you're actually brushing away worse than you would if you didn't. So if you brush before bed, instead of brushing after you eat,
I brush before bed,
you're good.
I brush in the morning before I eat.
Yeah. Yay! Good job, General!
Yay!
Just got added the dental stuff into this podcast, because, you know, there's just not
I'm actually studying to be on, what's the word?
Dontology?
That's not it.
Are you trying to figure out the word for a dentist?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to say
dentological school.
Periodontic.
Yeah, sure. One of those.
What were you trying to say?
But I'm not. This is
dentalogic.
This is a
prosthodontist?
No. Proctologist, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's a butt doctor.
There was a point in my life where I realized I just wanted to be a proctologist.
Remember we went to
my
uncle's a gastroenterologist.
Really? Oh, that's rough.
Does a lot of colonoscopy stuff, so yeah.
Her dad is like, she's like, oh, and this is my dad. And he's like, sorry guys, I can't talk. I'm late for my proctology appointment. He was joking.
Yeah, don't do that cub thing, because I'm sure all of our sports guests just heard the...
You like that sports?
Yeah, fuck all you guys. All right, so we just lost
all of just lost everyone who's made it to...
Yeah, our thing has just gone down to zero.
So now the demographic, like, people who listen to this, we've offended them, we've attacked them.
There's nobody that's
there's
not
There's nobody except people with really low self-esteem and didn't mind that we just insulted them. And
now we've
just alerted them, so... Fuck everybody, we're done with the show now, because there's nobody left to listen.
So ridiculous. Alright, No, we got
the general has to take a second bathroom break, though.
Are you serious? You have to go again.
Broke the seal, man.
I think that would be a better euphemism for it. club the seal.
That was
like a second
meeting. Those baby seal clubber guys.
Are those real people? Like you see them, like they're just like Russian.
I think they're like Eskimo people, right? And they go around and club seals.
I don't think it's
that's
the Eskimo.
Well, that's different. If you're an Eskimo, you can do it. You're fur hunters.
I think the Eskimos kill whales. That's their thing. I think the fur clubbers are more like truck drivers. I say so that sad. Just because I've seen that like show, like the Dangerous Truckers. Or
IRT.
Road Truckers. Show about right. Driving across America.
And I assume that those guys club. That's my assumption.
So I got we got some seals in the road. Don't worry, this is our type of fun.
Oh, babies too.
They're fresh to
I
see
get my number nine out.
They ain't too stupid to run away.
Although I do like Deadliest Catch, which is a show about catching crabs.
Multiple people have died on that show.
That's one of the most dangerous jobs.
That's why it's called Deadliest. Like, yeah.
Party too, to just be like, yeah, man, I'm gonna piss a lot. Like, I just clubbed the seal. Like, you broke the seal? Like, no, dude, I just clubbed a seal. Like, I just, it makes me really have to pee. Like, can't explain it.
Yeah, and that's
totally
the
I club baby seal.
The one thing they deleted out of Sarah Palin to Alaska was the episode where they were beating seals. They beat salmon. She had Bristol go on and beat salmon. Like, yeah, this is a good bonding experience. I bet that she's thinking about some guy right now, obviously talking about the baby's daddy or whatever.
That, so they hired it was like a sex education, like, non-profit that hired Bristol Palin, who's obviously not a good person.
Obviously has a child.
No, it wasn't anybody hiring her. She was just going on tour to talk.
Oh, yeah, and she, like, she made more money than anybody, than, like, they actually put towards education or anything.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
She was doing sex ed talks, and it was, like, $300,000 to have her come talk. And
whoa.
Like, why would you have the girl who has failed at sex education.
I tried to do this, but just, you know, you gotta have a kid every once in a while.
Did you just see the PSA with her in the situation?
And yeah! Wow. If you're gonna get in a situation, you gotta be ready for that situation.
A public service.
Oh, you know, we should play it. We should play that.
Yeah, that might be the most frustrating thing.
Yeah, it is so frustrating. I gotta get this on.
Play it. That's just,
we should. I think we should play just like 10 seconds.
You can play it if you want.
Alright, I definitely think we should. Just to piss people off. Situation.
What?
Situation. Bristol Palin.
Who thinks that's
like
a good
the
idea?
Situation?
Yeah, the situation. The
Mike,
one, the
whatever.
Sorrentino. I only know that because of it.
I don't think Megan seen Jersey Shore.
We have a friend back at college who watches that show religiously.
And talks
is
about
that
it
one of the
all the time.
Yeah. This is for you, Kemet, if you're listening somehow randomly. But
if Kevin's listening, all right. That's awesome.
Here we're just gonna play a little bit. This is the situation. You love him, you know him from Jersey Shore, and then ho, Bristol Palin.
Can you full screen it?
Excuse me, Sitch?
Oh, snap, be Palin.
You mean to tell me that girls actually fall for that line?
Come on, I mean, if those words don't work, I got the situation right there.
I hope you're as committed to safe sex as you are those abs.
I know you're all about that abstinence thing, you know, but then, come on. Be Palin, are you serious? Like, you're not gonna hook up with, like, before you're married? For real?
For real? For real.
Alright, well, you know what? I mean, just in case you do get into a situation, I want to make sure that you are situated. Because if you do get into a situation with your situation, you may end up with a situation.
So many things.
And you may not like that situation.
This is terrible.
Trust me, though, I'm not getting.
That is the line I wanted. If you got a situation and you don't know your situation, you might end up in a situation
with a situation.
And you won't like that situation.
Is this a real public
this
service?
This is a public service announcement.
Like on television?
Yeah, they played it everywhere.
The Candles Foundation or something.
Yeah. Like, what is the Candles Foundation?
I don't know.
So ridiculous.
Horrible.
That was so ridiculous.
Also, you can, like, tell that it was just, like, they hated the lines, too. They clearly, like, knew they were terrible lines. Right?
They knew their own PSA.
Some horrible
show
writer
make
came up with
$1,000.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Right. It's, like, so just to make money. So
Bristol Palin, you, you are all into abstinence, but
you
already
squeezed one out already.
Clearly, you decided to have sex before you were married. That's
but I've tried abstinence so many times. I've done abstinence hella times.
Bristol Palin is the daughter or the new Mary or something.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
probably know.
So ridiculous. All right, so while we're in the habit of talking about Bristol, let's talk about the new Republican nominees. What do we think? What do we think about Herman Cain? The CEO of Godfather's Pizza.
I wanted Donald Trump to run.
But that dumbass won't get in the race.
There's a pizza CEO running.
It would have been funny, what?
There's a pizza CEO
running. There was a, he's the Obama of the Republican Party. Fuck.
Who?
This is so racist. Okay, he's the black guy in the race.
Wow. Well, he already screwed himself over within the party. It's like a sad thing that it's true, but like, in terms of like, total coalition, he's kind of like,
yeah, he's already off to a bad base, yeah.
But, I mean, Newt Gingrich I don't like as a person.
Yeah. Why? Just because he left his, he told his wife he was divorcing her while she had cancer? Yeah. He's in the hospital with cancer and divorced her.
Right. Yeah. Also, the fact that at the same time he was trying to get Bill Clinton impeached.
Exactly.
Sleeping around.
And talking shit about John Edwards for doing the same
and
thing.
John Edwards fucked up, too.
Yeah, John Edwards is going to get...
And the thing is that John Edwards was at least, I did wrong, I fucked up. Newt Gingrich said, I was too busy caring about America. I cared about America too much
I cheated on two wives and then married the woman I was
The last two wives I've had have been through mistress. Like, they were my last two mistresses and then marriages.
It's not even that I would, like, necessarily vote incumbent, but, like, I just feel like that coalition just goes, like, the coalition of
the whole Republican Party thing? Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm all conservative values, but like, they just... It's so marred by that group that they have to appease, like, that total religious right that, like...
The 14 people run like, it with the money to...
That, like,
they don't have a truth, they need the numbers.
There are a lot of powerful Republicans, right? Like, a lot of people with a lot of money are...
Fuck
most
yeah.
people with a lot of money.
Exactly, because, like, the taxes are in their favor. Yeah. And so, they've figured out a way to also convince the people who don't have any money to vote for the same... The
who need medical support to get rid of medical support.
They have convinced these people... people that they are on the same team as the people trying to like cheat them out of their taxes. Like, brilliant! The Republican Party is an amazing success. For
like, if
guys.
There was a party that had more kind of economic conservative values and socially liberal ones that weren't just totally, I hate gays, gays shouldn't marry. Like, I would not be against that. Like,
yeah,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah,
I feel like I am kind of conservative sometimes.
I'm a Kane running in 2000. In 2000, he was a boss. And
we
then,
hate the government except when we can legislate hate on everybody that we don't accept.
But you know what the problem is? The thing is so ridiculous. I was talking to a Republican, our friend Tracy, who's awesome. Hope you're listening, Tracy.
Tracy Heyman?
No,
very surprised.
Tracy, Highway 20 Law Guards. There's nothing wrong with what we're saying, but the thing I didn't get that really made sense is we were talking about like Obama, and she's like, yeah, my dad's just really anti-government. And I was talking about, like, well, if you're in the government, wouldn't you not like that Bush, like, doubled the size of the government during his terms? And she's like, well, you know, I don't think that's true. I think that most people look at that as job creation. So realize it's just... if one side's doing it, it's job creation. If the other side's doing it, it's anti-government. Yeah. It's just... It's a crazy world. We love you, Tracy. That was not an insult to you. I find it interesting. All right, so moving on. Where is, the general, where is your favorite fried chicken from?
I really don't like fried chicken, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Why?
I don't like chicken.
Even with waffles?
I'm a bitch, but I don't like chicken that's on the bone.
It's really good.
I bitch about this every day. What? This fried chicken, but I hate having to, like, I can't eat chicken around the bone.
That's what popcorn chicken is.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
I mean, it's hard to, but what about it being grilled? I don't get it's any different. You don't eat grilled chicken either? There's fucking bones.
Really.
What chicken is there not bones in?
Chicken breast.
Okay, well that. Okay, I guess that.
Yeah, that's like what I eat mostly.
I know what you mean.
You wouldn't be okay in the South.
Yeah, no, I would do miserably in the South. The thing that pisses me. I don't like collard greens. I like drumsticks.
The problem is when you eat a drumstick, you'll like eat it and there'll be some meat left on, and then they'll just be. You gotta finish. You gotta finish all your meat off the thing. I'm like, I finished it. I'm like, no, you can eat it, and then they get like little bites, and it's all stupid. It's going nowhere.
Have you guys ever go to the South? You just reminded me. There's a thing, right, about cornbread, and it's like there's the true. True Southern cornbread, and then there's like everybody else's cornbread
with the corn in it.
Well, there's corn in a lot of it. Like, there's a lot of varieties. True Southern cornbread is to like the idea is to make it as dry and flavorless as possible. Like, if you are enjoying it, it's not true Southern. It's, like, the grossest thing ever.
Why do they make it
there's
this?
A people lot enjoy of, it? Yeah, well, do I mean, like, the old Southern women love it. No.
Why?
No.
What do you put on it?
Nothing.
Old like, Southern women? Who are? Oh, explain for our viewers who old Southern women are.
Old Southern belles?
Well, like, oh, besides geographically, what... What are they?
I don't know, older women.
Well, they like dry-ass bread, so...
Well, yeah, it's this thing that they'll say, like, I make true Southern cornbread. And all the other women will be like, she does. She makes the best Southern cornbread. And when you eat it, you're just like, this is, like, lard with crumbs and some corn in it. Like, oh, I don't like lard, disgusting. Like, it's really gross. There's a lot of
terrible.
Great cornbread in the South. Lots of it.
But it's not real Southern cornbread.
The older Southern women who are, like, the keepers of those recipes, who are like, this is the true Southern
hopefully
cornbread.
They'll take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful. That sounds terrible.
Just a heads up.
Along
also,
with their war of Northern
yeah,
aggression.
I don't know what that
is. This is what we ate during the war and all the aggression.
Stuff they were serving the last few weeks at Frank was.
Oh,
but,
good.
Oh, I hated that.
It was sweet.
Yeah, but it was just so...
Yeah, if there's anything sweet about cornbread, then that's like the like, big fun of it. Like, that's horrible. That's the worst thing you could do to cornbread
that's
is make it
crazy.
Sweet. Yeah, that's one of the most frustrating.
So they would like our cornbread that we made. That
oh,
one
that was disgusting, yeah.
Well... I miss grits a lot.
You know, the thing, do you have
grits,
to be born
man,
in
what?
The South?
Grits, some cinnamon.
Grits are amazing.
Have
grits
you?
Anything. Like Charleston grits with like shrimp.
Brown sugar.
Stuff. Oh, I'm so brown sugar's good. Weird, but.
I like brown sugar.
Have
I
you?
Know that's like that's a weird
dude,
thing for the South,
brown
but
sugar
it's good.
Grits.
Brian, have you met anybody that's not from the South going on with grits that like loves grits now?
Right here.
You love grits and you were not born on it? That's awesome. I just, I could not get myself dry grits.
I came out pumped right into a pile of grits.
Wet nothing grits.
Grits are so good.
I've never actually,
like
I don't think
I've
ever had
I heard cheese and grits is the
Yeah, cheese and grits.
Just, no, cheese whiz on grits.
No, ew! So gross. I'd rather have a black on black truck with balls deep.
What? Black on black trunk?
Black on black trunk with balls deep.
Black on black trunk with the ball hangers.
Yeah, the balls.
The balls on.
Yeah,
the
if I have not said that already
trailer
three
hitch.
Times.
On the hitch.
Ball, yeah.
I could not hear you the first time.
but yes, it's true. Okay, so I guess we're going to start wrapping up, or I guess we're going to wrap up this podcast. I hope you have loved it, maybe died, maybe left, maybe you felt a little bit intimidated by the racism on the show.
Probably been a lot offended, the way you are.
But luckily you've been through the ups and the downs with us.
We should have a prize for whoever makes it to the last podcast.
We
should
have a quiz.
The official last podcast is $1,000.
It's a real Confederate flag.
We should make
them
only $20.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's $20. If you hear us say this is the last, this is an example. If you hear us say, ha 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 ha, and then like, seriously, this is the last podcast, then you get $20. Hit us up. We will give you $20, but that's far from now.
But you have to pay for shipping. So.
Yeah, shipping. Yeah.
We're the worst anyway, $20
and
bill.
And you have to pay for the dolls.
Yeah, we're like Nigeria.
Send us $50 and we will send you back $70.
Yeah, we're Nigerian, so. Oh, God.
Okay, wrapping up.
Well,
you know,
I don't think there's any, like, worry there.
Yeah that's all they know Nigerians as. Okay, so, let's see, okay.
Craigslist scammers?
Yeah, the Craigslist scammers, exactly. Not Nigerians, just the people that did give me the $3,000 thing. Tell the story before we go, tell the story.
A friend of ours got a phone call from
the American Shoppers Network of America.
Right,
pretty
American
much. It wasn't actually that. It was something similarly ridiculous.
They told him he'd won a giant flat screen TV, a Mercedes Benz, and
$250,000 cash money.
Like, it's great that you got $250,000 and a flat screen TV. Like, but they decided that like a couple extra. Anyway. He got this call, and they're like...
For being in a lottery that he had never signed up for.
Right. And they were like, all you have to do is send us $300, and you get it all. And he was so excited.
Idiot.
He thought we were just trying
was
to be
Was this at
mean.
College?
Yeah. He thought we were trying to be Poor mean dude. When we told him that it was like it wasn't true. He's like,
you
no,
guys are
you
just
guys
jealous.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically, exactly.
So pissed.
Oh,
he's like,
my God.
No.